This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Episode of the American Family Farmer. I'm always enthused when it comes to being on the radio, no matter what the subject matter, but I really take care with the American Family Farmer show because I am an American Family Farmer, and this means so much to me and to you, obviously. I've got actually almost 200 affiliates over the last 3 years, got three more that signed up this past week. Thank you for being there and being interested in what's going on in the food. It's the farm and food. That's really what the focus is. Farm, farmers, and food. The American Family Farmer. The Family Farmer is my focus, and the businesses that are run by farmers and the locavores who support us and enjoy the food, the locally produced food, all natural, organic, however you want to label it, it really is the place to go. You want to, wherever there's an opportunity to support your family farmer, whether it's for dairy or for produce, please help yourself. A lot of the good things going on a lot of farms around the country, new ways of using the land and making farms viable, because we really have to do that. Every week we produce a podcast out of the information, the conversations that we have on this program. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you will, for example, hear me in the current one speaking from the U.S. Hemp Growers Conference, where I was last week. Morris Beagle, founder of We Are for Better Alternatives, which is a program that provides education and information about hemp to promote the industry and the benefits of the plant itself. What a fabulous! We all learned a whole lot. I actually made that the focus of the last two American Family Farmers, because there's so much there, so many ways to benefit, and there's so much ignorance about hemp. These stupid people who think, you know, there's a gateway drug or something. Do you realize how much good comes out of hemp? Whether it be clothing, rope, whether it be the oils that are great for your body inside and out, whether it be the food value of hemp. It's fabulous. It's a very valuable crop. So trying to dispel that information. We also have in the current podcast Samantha Walsh, who's a lobbyist for the hemp industry, CEO and co-founder of Tetra Public Affairs, which is a cannabis-centered consulting firm. So if you want to find out about her, you can go to Samantha at TetraPublicAffairs.com. But there's just so much there, a lot of information. And that's really what we're about here, to provide you with information, solutions to problems, that sort of thing. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Wendy Johnson, who is from a farm in Iowa, has some very interesting thinking. And that's really what this, in being a good farmer today, involves physical work, but also you got to be smart. You got to think things through, because there are lots and lots of challenges. And to that point, I want to start for a moment or two and think about how it is that you're buying things for yourself. Are you buying from other local producers of whatever it is? Do you, whether you're in the Midwest, whether you're on the East Coast, Southeast, Northwest, wherever you are, wherever your farm is, are you supporting the local people that support you? Are you going to the local hardware store instead of the Home Depot? Are you going to the local drugstore instead of the Walgreens? I mean, frankly, it's a challenge in many of the populated parts of our country to even find a local grocery store or a local drugstore or a local hardware store. But when you're in the Midwest or you're in farm areas, farm country, much easier. If Walmart hasn't come in and ruined the business for all the locals, it has been, it's my experience anyway, going to school in Ohio and paying attention to a lot of the folks that carry my various radio programs that are family-oriented, that are farm-centric, because they hear me talking about what really is essentially an American value. A core American value is understanding what goes on the farm and supporting what goes on the farm. So when I'm looking at how I got some catalogs this week, and I'm looking at buying seeds, I need to replant 40, 50 acres of hay field, so I'm trying to find the best. And I normally buy from the same people, but I'm looking around at other sources because I really want to have what amounts to organic seeds for the hay that I'm going to grow. So I'm looking online, then sort of thinking, all right, there's a local guy that I can go to in a town about 40 miles from here. Do I want to drive there and pick up my seeds, or do I want to have them shipped to me by the big company in Pennsylvania? So I decided I'm going to do both. I'm going to go to the local warehouse in a couple of weeks and buy the seed before it's all gone, because that'll, you know, it's like fertilizer. Can you find it when you want it? If you need it in June or July? Not most of the time you can. So in this circumstance, this is the time of year to be buying all of your seeds if you haven't already bought them. I was talking to my friend that runs the, I've always called them truck farms, the produce farm in my area, and they've set out their seeds. Tomato seeds are starting to grow. The stuff that they put out and have it ready to stick in the ground. In some cases, they have hydroponics. So they're growing seeds that they'll plant in the ground in May, but they also get a start on things early by using a greenhouse that they have, heat it, and put the plants that hang into the water the hydroponic way. So it's exciting to see all that stuff. And they buy everything locally. And there's a few source outfits in New England you can buy from. But I'm wherever you are, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to underscore the need, the desire, the urging that I have to, instead of making it easy, like a lot of us do, you get on their web and you order things on the web and it gets shipped to you. Try to think about what the local ag, I mean, you're an ag retailer. So when you think about what ag retail was like 20 years ago, whether people coming to your farm for milk or whether they're coming to farm for produce, think about what it was 20 years ago and how easy it was, or it was easier to get clientele. And now it's very difficult because all the big stores say, well, we've got locally produced this, that, and the other thing. And that may be true, but that still doesn't help because they're selling wholesale to that store so that the store can sell it at retail. Why not sell all that you make, or as much as you can, at retail at your farm? That's all I'm underscoring here. Think about how you're going to promote using e-commerce, ag retail, use technology. You have a big farm, a small farm, doesn't make any difference. You got young people working there. You got folks that have been around the farm business, farm economy for a long, long time. It's certain that e-commerce is going to gain a foothold in ag retail. It really is. No question about that. You can see all of the things. What is Kara Schillen, who's in my studio in the main studio in Washington? What is it that Victoria uses? Isn't it? There's a delivery, a food delivery service. There are a bunch of them.
Amazon Fresh.
I think she has Amazon Fresh,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what we're competing with. Although they got to buy the stuff from local farmers, but they have to make a profit. So the local farmer's not getting as much out of Victoria or you as might be the case if, in fact, and Victoria is one of the other co-hosts on my DJB program that I'm talking about that's on Monday through Friday. So anyway, I'm sort of underscoring something that is important to me. 23% of farmers say that they buy all of their seed and everything that they need from the locals. 23%. Used to be 100%, right? Now only 23%. If they can find people who are selling fertilizer, if they can find people that are selling seeds, that sort of thing, they're buying locally. But a lot of them buy from the big seed houses, big national catalog companies and that sort of thing. So I just try to point out some things where we can help each other. That's what we're all about here. In a moment, Wendy Johnson joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, 1:15.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Hi,
friends, it's Victoria Keelan.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line. In more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
All right, let's get to our conversation of the week with Wendy Johnson, who is a farmer from Charles City, Iowa. She was born on the farm. Wendy, were you born on that farm, or did you move from one farm to another?
I was born on a farm about 2 miles from where I live. Right now.
Uh-huh. So yeah, you're like me. I haven't owned a house or lived anywhere permanently outside of the quarter mile area that I've been in for all of my life. So you have done the same thing. What's the plus and the minus of that? You're where you grew up. Is it good because you know everybody and your family knows everybody? Has that helped you?
I kind of have a different situation, though. You know, I grew up there, but I moved away when I was 18. And then I moved back to this area 18 years later. So there was kind of a pause, you know, between the times I was living here as a teenager versus, you know, living here as an adult. So there's some good and bad to that. I think maybe some people think I'm still that, you know, that
the kid next door,
teenager.
Yeah.
I've actually had some other experiences in my life, and I'm probably quite a bit different than I was when I was a teenager. So
yeah, well, isn't that true of all those? I can say that in terms of my own experience. I'm glad you're telling that story because it gives me a little chance to review myself, thinking about who I grew up around, the farmers that were influences on me. One man was like my second father, and he was a very sensitive, sweet man, taught me a lot about the cows, and I loved him and loved it. I think that's why I loved the cows as much as I did, because of what he influenced me to think, whereby then I think about the other fellow who was down the street from him who had the produce farm, and man, was I scared of him. So we probably all grew up. And at my age, I don't have to be scared. I don't have to be afraid of anybody anymore. But, you know, you have those things. So what did you like best about where you grew up?
I liked being close to my grandparents because the farm I live on now is actually my grandparents' farm.
Yep.
And so I have really great childhood memories of coming to visit this farm and my grandparents and spending a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
And that's a highlight. Growing up in a small town in a very rural area, I couldn't wait to leave. When I think about memories as a child, I guess I just enjoyed being outside all the time. And that was part of being a farm girl and living in rural America, is just being outside, snow, below freezing, hot, 100 plus days, humidity, you know, any kind of weather. It was just nice to be outside to play.
Yeah. Well, you can have all that stuff. I never liked the cold weather. As I've been fortunate to escape it for the last 30 years in the wintertime, it doesn't do that part of it never. But at this time of year, as I'm spending a lot of time in California, I'm thinking, okay, I bought my seeds. I'm ready to go. We get excited. You know, for people who are on the farm, this may be more exciting. Most people get excited about the coming spring, but more of us who are on the farm get excited, even though you talk lovingly about snow and cold. You can have all that. You can keep it. But then we know that there's a thaw coming and that there are things we can see the stuff grow, and that's an exciting thing. So I want to talk about you and your husband's collaboration on the farm in Charles City, Iowa. It's called Joia Food Farm, J-O-I-A, foodfarm.com. Go to their website, 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Keep your motor running, 23 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Wendy Johnson from Joya Food Farm in Iowa. So she's told us the story about where she came from. I just anecdotally, as I listen to you, sometimes I compare with people who are telling the story so we can all identify with you and your situation. I thought it was very important for me to get away from my family as well. I grew up in Massachusetts. And I couldn't wait to get to Ohio to go to school. And what I ended up doing was working on a dairy farm and a bull farm while I was a college student. And it gave me the opportunity to see farming a little differently than what I had grown up around, because every region has different ways of doing things. So I got my start in radio and continued my interest in the farm when I was in college. It sounds like you had a pretty good college experience. You met your husband, right, when you went to school?
No, I actually didn't meet him for a ways later. So.
Oh, I thought you did, really?
No, ah. I went to school in Minnesota, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and that's where I met him quite a few years later. Yeah.
What did you do in Los Angeles?
I moved there to work as a stylist for television and film. And,
really?
I ended up not really enjoying that occupation. I just felt like I needed something a little bit more substantial that I could feel really good about.
Yeah.
So I changed careers, but in the meantime, after I'd moved to Brazil for some time, and then I moved back to Long Beach, California, actually, and then that's where I had met him. So.
Well, what is the old thing about you can't keep them down on the farm after they've seen the big city? I don't think that that's true at all. I think many of us that live part-time in the big city, I've had it because I have a part-time home in Los Angeles, and it's I like it there a lot. My children are there, but I don't. It's not the farm. I don't want to. You know, people have said, "Why don't you go move to California where your children are?" I don't want to. I don't like. I don't want to be there. I want to be on the farm.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for the suggestion, but I would rather be here. So, what did your husband know about farming?
Absolutely nothing. He had never been east of Las Vegas. So
really?
Kind of a he had his diet was so different than mine, and it was just kind of an eye opener, I think, for him when he moved to Iowa.
Mm-hmm. So how is he a partner on the farm with you? Did you make a farmer out of him?
Yes, I did. It's pretty amazing. He is a success story. He has really taken, animals have been his forte, and so we took a course on holistic management. I don't know if you've ever read that book by Alan Savory, but
I have not.
The emphasis is to, you know, do what is what you're good at and embrace those things and maybe move away from the things that maybe you're not so good at or hire them out or whatnot. And so he's really, my husband Johnny's really embraced animals, and so that is his job or forte on the farm, and that's what he really enjoys to do. So he's our herdsman / animal caregiver, I guess.
All right. So you made a big leap. I'm aiming this at a lot of people who are younger who are thinking about the same thing. I have a lot of younger farmers on the program because they have tended to find solutions to many of the problems that we are all facing being on the farm. But in training or getting him to find his legs, if you will, on the farm, did you have to teach him? Did he learn by doing? How did he learn to become a farmer?
Learn by doing. It's all experiential. And it is for me, too. It's not like it was an intrinsic thing. You know, I grew up on a farm that was a corn soybean farm. My dad built some of the first hog confinements in the area in the early 70s. And but I was never really a part of that whole thing, you know. I didn't really have an interest in it. Mm-hmm. And so coming back to the farm, there was the way that we farm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Luke Bryan helps to get us into the focus here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're hearing the story of the Joya Food Farm, a website, J-O-I-A, foodfarm.com. Wendy Johnson and her husband have taken her grandfather's farm and made it a diverse sort of livestock and organic crop farm. They sell to their local communities what they raise on the farm. So how broad is your market and how much competition is there for Wendy and Johnny? Your daughter is how? She's five, so she's not helping you yet, right?
That's her first job, so she has started a little bit.
Okay, good. All right. So what is the market like here? This is a town that is, I'm guessing by looking at the circumstances, that this is not a big community. So how do you spread your produce and sell it? Is it all retail, or do you do some wholesale? What do you do?
We have to do a mix. So it's retail, wholesale, some to restaurants. So it goes probably all across Iowa. And there are a handful of aggregators, distributors that ship things, from, let's say, Des Moines to Omaha or from Twin Cities to Iowa City. You know, there's some different trucks that move food here and there, but really, our main focus is 45 to 100 miles radius for us.
Mm-hmm. And how do people know you're there?
Well, that's a good question. Marketing is always kind of a difficult thing. But so we have a website, we have Instagram, we're on Facebook. So we try the social media route. We're updating our website so that we can have people order online. We can ship to our products. The majority of them are USDA processed, so we can ship them across state lines. So, just trying to get. We have buying clubs also, so we're just trying to get the word out. Is probably the most difficult part of the marketing thing.
Yeah. And what do you like best about the circumstances? I mean, there have to be other farmers around that are doing what you're doing. Because you're in a farm area, so are they doing the same sorts of things? Are you learning with each other? Are you cooperative with each other?
You know, we're kind of living in an area that is the majority of farmers are very industrialized. So the type of farm that we have, a very diverse livestock and organic crop farm, is unusual, you know, in our area. But there are more and more farms popping up that want to raise, you know, 3 to 4 sows or a 6 head of cattle, or, you know, and sell them to the local market. And so I think it's kind of a new thing, and we're kind of trying to feel it all out of where we can sell our products. And I think collaboration is going to have to be the key eventually when more and more farmers start to diversify, which I am hopeful that they will. So
yeah, I think that is important. What sort of problems are you not in terms of dairy? You're talking. I'm looking at the livestock and the things that you're doing there. Your husband's the herdsman. Are you getting anywhere with dairy? Any traction at all? It's so tough to do that anywhere in the country now.
Absolutely, it is difficult. But we are not in dairy. We would love to collaborate with the dairy down the road. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. The positive thing is that I don't know if you've heard of Organic Valley, but they're,
yes.
They're a cooperative, a dairy cooperative, and there are several dairies in Northeast Iowa that are part of that cooperative. So they do exist, and Wisconsin isn't very close, isn't that far away, and that's where Organic Valley is based. And so there's more as that cooperative grows, they invite more dairies into that. So mm-hmm. They just haven't reached this far west, I guess,
Yeah. So in the gold department, you've described the farm well and where you are now. How much land, by the way, you're on your grandfather's farm? How much land is there?
We are renting 50 acres, and then our family farm is around 1,000.
All right. So the 50 acres is yours to use. Is it likely that when your father decides he doesn't want to farm anymore, that you're going to get the rest of the 1,000 acres?
That's a possibility. I have an older sister who lives out in Los Angeles, and so most likely it'll be, you know, split. I'd love the opportunity to be able to rent her acres if that ever comes to be. But, yeah, we're moving in a direction where he's looking at, you know, we're transitioning some management to me.
And for his farm.
Of his farm, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but, you know, my vision for the big farm is a little different. And so we have to communicate a lot, and we end up kind of meeting in the middle.
Well, that's the best way. As always, I was describing earlier on another program how you make a deal. There's the left, there's the right, there's this number, there's that number, and somewhere in the middle is something hopefully most reasonable people can agree to. So, the East Coast, where my farm is, has to focus on other things other than just growing, because we don't have enough land. I use about 800 acres of land on my operation because I need it to grow hay and corn and stuff for the cows. But I also am now selling a lot of hay. And there are fewer and fewer fields, and there are fewer and fewer people doing it. So it's an okay business. Fortunately, I don't have to make a living at it because it's my avocation. This is where I make my living. But still, I want to be practical and sound in my working with the farm. And I have lots of collaborative work with other people because I find we can't do it. I help the produce guy. He helps me. We use the same land. You know, that kind of stuff, which I shouldn't say that wasn't the way I was growing up. We were the same families were working with each other, just sort of a different way. It sort of changed because now I'm the heavy and he's lighter, whereas his folks were heavy and the people I was with were lighter. Do you know what I mean? It's just the reality has changed around. There is much interest in our community. People want to come to the farm. They want to see the cows. They want to go to the other farm. They want to go pick the vegetables. They want to maybe get on a tractor or something. Can you do that in Charles City, Iowa? Is it practical?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we really invite people to come out to the farm to do that. But what I think what's different with it, with maybe where you're from and here is that this is all rural. I mean, the we don't have a town larger than Des Moines, Iowa, which I don't know how big cities are in
well, I know Des Moines. This program is on a station, and my morning program is on a station in Des Moines. And I have some friends that live in, not far from you, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I've been on three. I'm on Boone, Iowa. There's three or four cities in Iowa that I'm heard, and I've been there. And I actually like the feel. It's just too damn cold in the winter. But other than that, it's a great place to farm, really.
Yeah. So we definitely invite people to come out to the farm to visit. And even in these small rural communities, many people have not left, you know, the outskirts of the city to go to a farm or ever been invited to a farm to see where food comes from.
Yeah.
And so we invite people to come out all the time. It's a good experience.
All right. So you're raising your daughter on the farm. You're a mother and a farmer. And she's old enough to understand what happens to the pigs and the lambs and the things that you're raising. How is, and you apparently bring people to watch the animals. If they buy an animal or a stake in an animal, they watch what the procedure is at the slaughterhouse. How does that affect her? You grew up around it. I noticed that you don't use electric prods. Those things move. They drive me nuts. I don't slaughter any of my animals. I let them live till they retire, and I give them away to people to use them as lawnmowers, but I won't slaughter them. I just don't. I won't. But that's just me. A lot of people need it because they need the money to sell the animals to survive, and then other people just, you know, they like meat, and that's fine. I don't criticize people for that. It just doesn't work for me. So how is it that you... I remember the first time I was about maybe 7 when I went to a slaughterhouse. Oh, my God, it scared the hell out of me. But that wasn't necessarily sensitively done. So how do you do in that circumstance? Because you talk about that on your website.
Yeah, we just want to be as transparent as possible. And, you know, I've been vegan. I've been vegetarian before, too. And I wanted to create a farm where people who want to eat meat can eat responsible meat. Mm-hmm. And so that's, and I'm no longer vegetarian, but I do, before I became a farmer, I supported farms that raised their animals ethically and humanely. And so we wanted to offer that to people. And so we are animal welfare approved. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, we have.
It's called the Greener World.
Yeah.
And which they have a very nice set of standards that show that the animal is respected from beginning to end. And so with our daughter, she gets to see really where food comes from and how it's raised from beginning to end, and it's raised in a responsible manner. And I think that's a great learning opportunity for her, where maybe half the kids that she goes to school with, they just, you know, their food comes from the store, and that's about all that they know about it.
Right. That's the problem. Yeah, nobody knows where the food comes from. I get that all the time. Oh, where's the milk come from? Oh, it comes from the store. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right, hold on a second. I want to spend a few more minutes with you, Wendy. Wendy Johnson talking about what her experience is. A lot of inspirational activity here, and so I didn't really let her, and I want to spend a few minutes on her being a mom, but I sort of tied it to going to the slaughterhouse and stuff, and how do you tell your children about that? We'll continue. A lot of important information here on the American Family Farmer.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
It's the
first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
Farragon Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. A lot of times I get notes from people. You can send me information, suggestions on what you want me to talk about on the American Family Farmer Show. Send it along on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or Doug at DougSteffen.com. I get questions like, people ask me about the cows and what I have for breed. And then I'm often asked what I use for tractor. How have I chosen the tractors? Well, I've been around Ferguson's and Massey Ferguson's most of my life, so I like red tractors. I like Ferguson's. I have been around Internationals all of my life, so I have a series. I used to have a lot of Internationals. I had a dozen or so of the 6 Series tractors, a couple of 806s, a couple of 706s. I had an 856, an 826. I still have the 826. It's a hydro. I have a 666. I call it a 686 because I don't like using the number 666. Very good utility tractor from International. I quite like both of them. I like the hydro feature. I have an 86, another hydro from International. I have 4 Massey Ferguson 180s. I have 3 Massey Ferguson 1100s. I've got an 1130 from Massey. I have an 1150 Massey Ferguson. I have, let's see, what else have I got? Massey Ferguson loaders, 4270. I've got a 4235. I'm thinking of all the numbers. And so people say, well, how do you choose the tractors? And I will just tell you very simply, I've never liked green tractors. And it's just what you grow up with, I think, maybe more than anything else. So the red tractors, the Masseys, and the Internationals have been reliable for me. Never buy a new tractor. Never. I have no advertisers that are tractor dealers, but I wouldn't buy a new tractor. So there it is, my run through with the tractor world. A couple of more minutes now here on the American Family Farmer with Wendy Johnson. Inspirational story. I didn't quite feel like you finished your discussion about being a mom and a farmer, putting them together, what you're teaching your daughter.
I know starting out when we first had Vivian as a baby, we were trying to figure out, how are we going to do chores, and am I going to have to, you know, when you have a small child who runs around or is not running yet and you have to carry them around and you're working with some larger livestock and castrating and, you know, doing things like that, it can be a little dangerous. And as a new mom, you know, at that time I was concerned. But it really, learning from other farm moms, peers that I have, friends and peers, and seeing, you know, how they do it, put them on a backpack or, you know, just bring them with you wherever you go. It's just, you roll with it. And so that's what we ended up doing. And I think she experienced a lot from when she was an infant, even though she doesn't remember it. But, and now it's just about a balance game. Now she's at school, you know, 3 times a week, but she's active in our garden. She already has her garden planned for this year and her seeds picked out, and she's just an active participant on the farm, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
I'm looking at a picture of you. You're on the cover of a book called Women and the Land, written by Barbara Hall. I would expect that a lot of people might go to find out. I think this is a very important aspect, by the way, number of women who are working. It isn't just a single family. It's not just a single person on the family running the farm these days. And it looks to me like you have it figured out, or you're well on the way to figuring it out. And that's part of the education, part of the inspiration here. So for those who are looking for, especially as women become more and more active, in my area, more women own farms than men, frankly. And I think it's a great thing. It's kind of sexy in a maybe a strange way, but this is a good book, Women and the Land, and the story of the Joya Food Farm. So check that out online, joiafoodfarm.com. You will learn from that, as you do from hopefully most of our conversations here on the American Family Farmer. It's 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Big red moon in the sky. Well, I don't know. This is a good time of year for good moons, as it were. So here we are on the American Family Farmer. This is the best program. A lot of people, it's very kind of you to say some of the things that you, those of you who listen, who come from the same sort of background as I do, you find the information refreshing and engaging, and that's really, if I can get that and give you tidbits here and there that are helpful, it's all I can ask for. One of the things that I don't discuss as much as I want because it's frustrating for me as a dairy guy to see where the dairy business is going and lay the responsibility on the government and the huge agribusinesses that are just trying to put everybody out of business. And it's easier in dairy to do that than it is perhaps if you're growing produce. The thing that is most notable, and I want to encourage people, although it's hard to get beyond $14 milk when it costs you $10 more a gallon, I'm sorry, a hundredweight to make this stuff, but the better the quality of the milk, the more chances you have of surviving. Most people know that. I learned it sort of the hard way. When I was selling into the pool and I couldn't make it, I decided, okay, I'm going to either get rid of the cows. Somebody talked me into selling raw milk. I was going to either sell a different kind of product or I was going to get rid of the cows. And so I was prevailed upon to change the focus and sell raw milk. There were 26 dairies in Massachusetts selling raw milk at the time. And I thought, okay, well, I'll give it a shot. Took a lot of money, time, effort, persistence to get regulatory authority to say, yeah, okay, we'll allow you to this. We won't support you, but we'll allow you. And so the focus was on me getting to be a better dairy guy. And one of the things that, for whatever the reason, in my region, all through my life, there's been a mastitis problem. And so I learned how to deal with that much better. Mastitis, as you know, if you're a dairy person, is directly related to the quality of the milk. If you have a cow that has mastitis, it decreases milk quality and yield. It can really affect the future of the cow. And if you get it into the tank, it can affect how your milk is. If you have a problem, it gets into the tank and you've treated the cow, the whole load could be lost. And that's not, I had that happen to me once. and I don't recommend anybody go there. It was just carelessness on the part of the people who were milking, frankly. So you got to know your people and you got to know your cows. And if there's a question about the people and there's a question about the cow, don't use either one of them. That's my advice. It's hard to find people, I know, especially to work 7 days a week on a dairy farm. But if you don't have the right people who know what the heck they're doing, and part of it isn't just the mechanical thing. Part of it is the love of the cow, knowing the cow. How does a cow function? The good dairy operator, the good milker is a mechanic, much as anything else, pays attention to the animal and the well-being of the animal, feed-wise, health-wise, cleanliness-wise, all of that stuff. But also, you know, there's a certain romance. I know it sounds silly for me to say that, but there really is, I think, romancing the cow. Remember that? That could be a new movie. Remember Romancing the Stone? New movie time, Romancing the Cow. Yep. Also, on the serious side, the buildings that I use, how I clean them up, everything changes when you're selling raw milk. So if you're interested in finding a new market and your state allows it, that's where I'd go. I would go, if I were going to go back to milking, I would do the same thing I did before because it worked very, very well. I just stopped because it was just almost impossible for me to find help. And my life isn't such that I can do the milking every day. So you gotta, and if you have a larger farm, I just went by a place the other day, they had 13,000 cows. Imagine that. I can't even begin. We milked at the end about 130 cows twice a day in a 34 stanchion barn. So it was a traditional, came in, we had milking lines, pipeline and stuff, but the cows were milked individually in a line. They were fed that way. And because, frankly, people say, why should you do it the other way around? It's less expensive. But there was a tradition that went with it. The traditional New England farm doing it this way. I know most people don't do it anymore. Most people have a parlor. They got guys. They have robots, all of this sort of thing. But it still doesn't get beyond the people factor. You got to have people who can take care of the animals, make sure they're healthy, make sure the milk that's going into the tank is the quality that you want, because you can't send it down to the factory and cook everything out of it. You got to start with something that's really good. Somatic cell count's important. Everybody knows that, but I just think that the most important thing here is the animal and the way the people who are working with you and you treat that animal for the quality of milk. Got to have good, happy, contented cows. Where'd you hear that before? 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.